back to the show. Evan Bray, good to have you here on this Friday morning, making our way into what's going to be a fairly nice weekend, a fairly hot weekend. If you're spending any time outside, adjust accordingly. Bug spray, probably need that. Sunscreen, probably need that. In fact, I'm going to be talking to someone here right away who I'm sure has dealt with all of the elements over the last little while. This is quite a fascinating story. PTSD, which, of course, you and I talk about on this program from time to time. We've had various different guests on. We know it can affect anyone, but for a lot of people, veterans, first responders, public safety personnel, the trauma can be especially difficult to carry and often goes unseen. Well, one Canadian veteran is walking thousands of kilometers across the country to raise awareness, reduce the stigma around PTSD, and remind people that they're not alone. And by the way, what makes this story so remarkable is it's not the first time he's done this cross-country walk. Chad Kennedy is a Canadian Armed Forces vet. He's a former Alberta Highway Patrol sheriff. He's the founder of C2C for PTSD, and he's walked nearly 15,000 kilometers across Canada and just happens to be in Regina on his journey as he's making his way home to BC. So he's taking a break from the walk, and he's joined me in studio. Chad.
Good morning, man. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Thanks for your service, first of all, both with the Canadian Armed Forces and Alberta Patrol. That's quite a career.
Oh, yeah. A lot of good times and some not so good times.
Of course. And I think that's what you're trying to highlight with this walk is it's important that we recognize that both come often with jobs like that.
Oh, yes. Yes. The things that nobody tells us about. I think there's an expectation we will face some trauma in our careers, but we don't know to what extent.
Right. So what was the point in which you thought, you know, I'm going to do this. I want to do a walk across Canada. I want to raise awareness for PTSD.
Well, I'll go back to July 18th of 2020. We had the Columbia Ice Fields bus rollover, which actually affected families here in Saskatchewan as well. And that was the tipping scale. And 2 weeks after that, after not really receiving help or talking about things, we come up to August 2nd of 2020, where I had my date with Captain Morgan, and I came up with my suicide plan. I was about to execute my plan, and God rest his soul, my dad, who was still around with us at that time, an ex-RCMP member with complex PTSD, sort of popped into my head. And I'm like, I can't let my dad down. So what can I do to raise more awareness? And I came up with the idea to walk Canada, which, I look back, what a crazy idea. And, but I held myself accountable. And in 2022 and 2023, we did the first walk across Canada from west to east. Mm-hmm. And last year we started in St. John's, Newfoundland, and making our way to Victoria this year.
It's quite a story. Thank you, Chad, for being so open and sharing your story. That, though, I think you probably can tell me much better than I would say, that openness that you have, that willingness to tell your story, is what likely causes people to open up to you.
It is, and it's been very well received. I don't script any talks. When we do a community talk, I just share my story. I also shared the symptoms that others had seen in me before I even realized, you know, the rage, the anger, the toxicity, the depression, disassociating with people. And I'm able to share that. And, here's some signs that somebody may be going through a lot of trouble, trauma-wise, or addictions. And laugh if you may, we look at addictions as alcohol or alcohol or hard substances, drugs, narcotics. But we also look at other things, you know, such as, and excuse my bluntness, addiction to porn, addiction to gambling. It's always that thrill of chasing a dragon, to numb the pain.
Sure. I mean, we've done lots of talk about addictions and the commonality. It doesn't matter what the addiction is. It's often related to something deeper rooted, and that's exactly what you're talking about. Chad Kennedy is our guest. As I mentioned, he's a Canadian Armed Forces vet. He's a retired Alberta Highway Patrol sheriff. He's the founder and president of C2C for PTSD, which, by the way, you can go on the website C2C, which is SEAC.
Yes.
C2C for PTSD.ca. I noticed a great tribute to your dad on there last night when I was looking. So good on you for that. What do you find when you're walking across Canada? You're sharing your story. What kind of reaction do you get from people?
You know, I say it all the time. You know, as we hear such bad things in the media, whether it's mainstream or social media, I find that, you know, 90%, 98% of the population out there are very kind people. Mm-hmm. You see the good everywhere you go. And, you know, human connection, I think, is the most thing. Once you're put yourself out there as vulnerable and truthful and honest about what you're going through, you receive an amazing response from all walks of life.
Sure.
And we know mental health doesn't just affect us first responders and veterans and military people.
Farmers.
It's farmers. We're talking about agriculture, sure, and the stresses and suicide rates within the farming communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an important topic. And people like you, leaders like you that bring this up in, make this a very common and natural discussion to have, are doing great things to reduce the stigma. So what does a normal day look like for you? If you're endeavoring to walk across Canada for the second time, I'll remind our listeners, what does a day look like for you?
Oh, you know, if you go onto social media, Butch will, our safety driver.
Who's in studio filming.
So yeah. He'll put together 30-second clips of me walking down the highway, and you can see how exciting it is. Yeah, you know, he's watching my rear end. He's driving at 6.5 kilometers an hour. I'm walking at that speed. You sort of, you know, what's in the ditches? And there's amazing things, and there's certain things. You know, that cop instinct, if I touch that, I'm going to become a part of a police file. So you ignore things.
So you just keep going.
Yeah. And it's, you know, mindset is, you know, where's my next hydration break going to be down the road?
Sure.
Processing negative thoughts in my head, and how do I turn that into a positive thought or a lesson learned in life?
I can't imagine your thinking time. Like, you have a lot of time to think when you're doing a walk like this.
Oh, yeah, man. You got 5 or 6 hours a day, and especially when the heat, like the heat waves, which is cooking your brain. So it's like you got to keep the mindset, and it's, you know, one more step. And what have I learned in life? And you know, refinding myself was big, and finding my purpose, mm-hmm, my purpose was never about wearing a uniform. My purpose was to help people. And that's what I'll continue to do. Mm-hmm. Just going to throw a very short plug in here to our friends at PSPNet.
They do great work.
They do. So yesterday I was actually shirted, not patched in, but shirted as an ambassador for those amazing people.
Nice.
And that's, you know, that's what it's about. It's humans helping people, humans helping humans. Yeah. It's my time to give back.
Rewarding.
Yes.
Yeah, it's rewarding. I mean, I can imagine, as much as you are, you know, learning about yourself, you're raising awareness, you're reducing stigma, there's got to be some, like, you don't walk across Canada without accumulating a few stories, whatever they are, good, bad, funny, interesting. I mean, I feel like you could write a book about this experience.
Man, I started writing a book in 2022, and I thought I was done in January, and the lady who's going to be publishing this book, she says, you know, you're far from done.
Right.
You've got so many other chapters to add. So when I'm done in October, I will take my camper and I'll go finish writing that book.
Good for you. Well, we're not done chatting yet, but I'm just going to throw the plug in. We'd love to have you back once you've written the book.
Because awesome.
I'd love to talk about that. But what have you learned about Canadians while you've been walking across Canada?
You know, the whole world knows it. We're a loving, caring country. Mm-hmm. We know there's bad out there. There's bad everywhere. But people have been so supportive. Nobody has judged me for what I'm doing. Which is, you know, we spend our whole careers being judged by the public, by our bosses, by coworkers. I've yet to be judged doing this walk, which is, it's so nice. That is a huge reward.
This is a risky question to throw out without having warned you about it first, but do you notice any differences between the provinces?
I mean,
obviously there's geographic differences,
yes,
but I'm talking about the people, the reception. Like, do you,
there's a certain agency out there, the mental health programs differ. You know, it's within our governments.
Sure.
It's within our policing detachments. And it's a shame. I think collectively we can all put our brains together, federal, provincial, municipal, and come up with amazing mental health initiatives and programs for our first responders, for our military.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all on the same page.
Right.
You know, and it's really got to start with leadership. A lot of us say leadership starts at boots on the ground, but the people up here leading us, really have to buy into it, mm-hmm. and show that they care about their, their people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That's super important. You raise money as well.
We do raise money. Yes. Our campaign runs off donations. Profit this year is going towards scholarship program. We call it the Hawk program, mm-hmm. Which is honoring our children. So any child who has lost a parent who has served to suicide, we want to be able to start them a scholarship fund.
Wow.
To try and keep them on the straight and narrow versus going down the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah. What an important cause to take up. And can people make their donations on the website?
On the website, there is a link. There's GoFundMe, or they'll find my email address and we can take e-transfers. Or, you know, if you see us walking down the highway, 5 cents goes a long way.
Sure. Okay. That sounds good. So where are you headed to next? You've stopped into our studio. Are you guys doing part of the walk today?
No.
It's
too hot. It's cool. The great part of this journey is Butch over here hasn't seen a lot of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to head over to Depot and we'll go to the Heritage Center. First, we've got a very important lunch date with a good friend of ours, Candace, whose brother Robbie died by suicide here in Regina a few years back.
Paramedic. Yeah, I was at that funeral.
Yeah. So we're going to go see Candace. I've become so close with her.
Mm-hmm.
So her and her dad, myself and Butch, are going for lunch. And we've got a big cardboard plaque with Robbie's picture. So we're going to... He's been traveling with us in Sarnia, Ontario this year.
Wow.
And we're going to get him home to Candace and Dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Well, this is such an inspirational thing, Chad. Chad Kennedy has been my guest here. He's a Canadian Armed Forces veteran. He's a retired Alberta Highway Patrol sheriff. He's very open about his diagnosis with PTSD and how he wants to help others reduce the stigma. Do you have a date in mind that you're hoping to be back in BC to end the second cross-Canada trip?
So we'll our last week in September, we'll be on Vancouver Island.
Mm-hmm.
Probably nothing really official, but we'll be doing some community walks and conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Butch flies out of Calgary on October 2nd, which also happens to be my mom's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll race back to Calgary, get Butch dropped off, and then I'll be at home for mom's birthday October 2nd.
Good for you. Well, this is great. Inspirational stuff. Thank you, Chad, so much for what you're doing, and appreciate you stopping in here to give us a bit of a take. And I'm going to remind you again, once that book gets written, we'd love to have you back on the
show.
Awesome.
I'd love to come back.
Good stuff. Congrats again, Chad.
Thank you, Evan.
Chad Kennedy. Okay, we'll take our break. Just a reminder, the website, if you're interested in going and finding out more, you want to make a donation, c2c4ptsd.ca. We'll be right back here. 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks again to Chad Kennedy for popping into the studio. It's pretty cool and impressive, a piece of work that he's doing. It's his second walk across Canada. Amazing. Walk one way, decide to turn around, come back again. That's quite a feat. And of course, doing it all to raise awareness, reduce the stigma, raise some much needed funds for PTSD. C2C for PTSD.ca is once again the website. We chatted with the premier midweek this week. I was happy we were able to catch up with him while he was in Prince Edward Island. Of course, the premiers were meeting out there. They ultimately met with the prime minister as well. In light of the recent threats of tariffs, there's been some discussion around whether or not keeping alcohol, U.S. alcohol off the shelves is the right way to go. Most of the provinces that still have it off the shelves are saying they're not changing a thing. Premier Moe was asked the same question. Are we standing by our decision to put the U.S. alcohol back on the shelves?
Yes, and that will continue. And I think it speaks to maybe a little bit more positive relationship with the United States of America that you're seeing on Saskatchewan products? You saw the exemptions on this particular round of tariffs on, you know, potash, oil, uranium, energy sources such as that. We need to go further with our, you know, our industries that are being impacted are manufacturing, including agricultural manufacturing, of which you'll see many of those folks at the show there today, and the forestry sector that I mentioned earlier. And so we need the broad-based deal, the reviewed and renewed deal, as we move forward. However, the decision that we had made, as it pertains to not banning, various American, goods that are sold in Saskatchewan and just allowing Saskatchewan people to make their own choice, and I'm sure they are, that is going to continue because our goal is to actually have no tariffs or as low a tariff as possible and have as open access to American and Canadian goods on both sides of the border. That's the goal that we have. That's the environment that we had prior to about 18 months ago, and that's what we want to get back to. That's what's best for Saskatchewan families and Saskatchewan businesses, and I would put forward that's what's best for American families and businesses as well.
I actually was chuckling at the end of that interview. I was done. I was saying goodbye to him, and he said, "What? You're not asking me this?"
He didn't ask if we were going to weigh in on the Atlantic fisheries and weigh in on the manufacturing sector in Ontario like one of my colleagues did on the potash and oil sectors in Saskatchewan.
Well, we'll have to save that for another time, I guess, yeah. Premier.
Well, thanks
so much.
The answer is no.
The answer is no, he says. I will not be coming. He's referring, of course, Doug Ford has been putting heavy pressure on Western Canada, particularly Saskatchewan and Alberta, saying, look, you need to use potash and oil as a weapon. We need to hold that back. We have a guest on Monday morning, Heather Exner-Perot, who says there is no comparison between taking U.S. alcohol off the shelves and holding back on oil. In fact, she calls that actual warfare. We'll have Heather Exner-Perot on our show first thing Monday morning. We'll be right back here. 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.